Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Football, what the hell?
It's a football. It's a football.
If you don't know football, you shouldn't be with a microphone in your hands.
Hello and welcome to Soccer Sense, the Sensible Football Podcast. This is Tariq joining you along with a very laryngitis affected Vishal.
Hey guys, tell me how you like the new voice.
So we're debuting this new gruff voice from Vishal this weekend, but only because we almost did not do the podcast thanks to your throat not being in great shape, Vishal. But I mean, like a Michael Ballack playing through injury for Chelsea, you decided to do it.
Yeah, this week was too good to not do a podcast. Like, we cannot miss out on this week.
And this was a massively moving week, of course. Everybody has been talking about the results and we will focus on them. But we'll also try and set up what this week means in the larger context of the entire season. And we have the small matter at the tail end to talk about, the one group of death where everything is still alive and on the table in the Champions League, which is tomorrow as we record. So Vishal, let's begin with the twin prophecies you made on Saturday morning, which was that Liverpool to win today and Manchester City to drop points. They did not only drop points, they actually lost, which was pretty stunning. Let's talk about those two results, beginning with Liverpool's win.
Away at Bournemouth, which is a very, very tricky tie, because one, this Bournemouth side plays very good football. They do not try to play out for a draw or play out to just grind out a result. Their every aim is to come out there and actually compete as much as possible to get those points. So it is possibly one of the tougher away games for any of the top sides or any of the sides in the Premier League, and for Liverpool to go there and perform the way they did. And again, if you really look at, which I will address again, Klopp is... In his mind, when he set up the squad, and it was still not a full strength squad, and he has been trying a few things in terms of starting Fabinho on the left, Salah through the center. It worked. Salah with a very, very good hat trick and a class performance from Liverpool, a very efficient performance from Liverpool. They played well. They did not play great, but they played well, and they played well enough to one, score enough goals, and also make sure that they put pressure on City before. It's one of the top sides, which is Chelsea. So, well done to Liverpool from their point of view.
And let's keep in mind that this was coming within 2 days of a rather tough win at Burnley. Tough Moor on any day is a hard place to go to. They fell behind a goal there and yet came back.
Yep. So, good character, like we said. This Liverpool side did not know how to win ugly till this season. And this season, in fact, I would actually go out and say most of their wins have been ugly wins. And we've all... That is a sign of a championship team, a side that can go out there and grind out results on nights and evenings like these. And that's exactly what Liverpool have been doing over and over again. And the good thing to now slowly start seeing is multiple players are stepping up, right? We do know the front three have not been possibly in the best of form in spite. So like the commentator put it best, Salah last season was otherworldly, this season is just supreme. So, which is a dip in form for most people, but they've still not been at their spark. Best, but still have been great results from goals from all across the park. Milner chipping in.
Milner chipping in at right back, actually.
Yep. So there seems to be a good cohesiveness about this team, and which is showing now. And yep, this weekend worked out very well in their favour, and all that, the scrapping and the grinding that they've done has put them on top of the table.
And what put them on top of the table was, of course, a huge, huge favor from Maurizio Sarri and his people at Chelsea, because they really took the game to Manchester City, beat them 2-0. Please break that down for us, Vishal.
I think Maurizio Sarri, I think here Pep Guardiola actually got played right into Maurizio Sarri, where everybody, Pep Guardiola actually, if you look at how he set up, he set up with the impression that there is going to be a lot of Sarri ball that was played here, but Sarri ball was actually not played at all. He had a very counter-attacking setup where he said, you guys come at us, we will get the ball when required, and we will create those chances, and when those chances come, we will take those chances. And it was actually a very, very efficient performance from Chelsea. This is a side that have lost two in the last three, including one to Tottenham, which was an absolute walloping, and then a shock to defeat to Wolves as well. So for that side to come out and play the way they did, and players that were questioned, in the likes of David Luiz and N'Golo Kante have been questioned, and both of them in fact stepped up and scored the goals as well. So the false number nine of Eden Hazard worked very well, because he did take a lot of the attention up to the players, and it showed in terms of him setting up the ball for N'Golo Kante.
I mean, he was so good in that role that I was watching the game with a huge Chelsea fan, and he took about 15 minutes to notice that Hazard has actually started the game. And of course, you mentioned counter-attacking. The first goal, Chelsea's go-ahead goal, was a textbook example of a counter-attacking goal, where they were pitch perfect in terms of absorbing the pressure and just suddenly breaking away, and just enough key passes in there to leave City's defense flat-footed right at the center, with being in no position to stop that N'Golo Kante shot.
Yep. So, yep, a stellar performance, and City, for the first ever time in possibly in a very, very long time, actually seemed like they didn't have a real comeback to the situation, because while they did put out whatever they had out there, they really didn't create clear-cut chances. They really didn't create threatening situations where he seemed to be really threatened. Yeah, they did attack, but it didn't seem like a typical Man City performance. It did seem like, I don't know, like it was far from it. It was definitely not fatigue. Like we cannot go down the fatigue route yet, but it was definitely not Pep Guardiola's proudest moment as a manager, and City's proudest performance under Pep Guardiola. So kudos to Chelsea, because I think they needed to make a statement, and they did. They did make a great statement in this game.
And it'll be interesting to see how City come back from this, but all eyes will be on
Somebody's
Liverpool.
Gonna get hurt.
And we'll have more somebody gonna get hurt to discuss soon, a little later when we get to the Champions League. But before that, Vishal, all eyes will be on Liverpool this weekend, because it's the game of the season. I mean, regardless of the team's current trajectories and where they stand, and however
Absolutely.
The situation has been, Manchester United versus Liverpool is always one of the biggest games of the season.
Absolutely.
And I have this pet theory that usually seasons in the Premier League where Liverpool have done well have always been seasons where they have managed to hold United at bay or actually beat them, which they've found to be surprisingly a difficult thing to do, despite however bad a position United may have been in.
Absolutely. The one thing that I think, and that also comes from the precedent of what this fixture means to the clubs in itself. Like you said, this is for any true United or Liverpool fan. There is no game or no rivalry than United Liverpool, because everything you practically think of it, everything that English football stands for is because of the rivalry of these two clubs, and the fact that United set out to knock Liverpool off their perch, and Liverpool have forever been trying to continue and get back to the glory days to get one over United. So this is, like you said, irrespective of the fact that United might be sitting on 7th or 8th or Liverpool on top of the table, the fact is that United look at this as a chance to, one, have a say in terms of what the league can look like, but at the same time, they're also looking at losing it to City. So there's a lot of pride at stake more than anything, and we hope for sure that both the clubs come out there to play with a lot of pride, and I know and understand what this means, but this is going to be a very, very tricky fixture for Liverpool. Coming towards the end of the year, Liverpool have far bigger games to face than you think of instead of a Man City. For example, a Man City have an easier game to recover from a loss from Chelsea as compared to Liverpool, who have a midweek cracker and following it up with a Manchester United game. So the fixture list might not be the best thing that happen to Liverpool at this point in time, but it's the most interesting thing that could happen from a neutral standpoint.
But I mean, that's the point, that you do not really get to be potential champions without going through stretches like these fixture lists from hell. And that will be the case throughout December, actually, which rounds off with a game against Arsenal at home. But Vishal, you mentioned the midweek cracker, and let's eventually and finally focus on that midweek cracker, which will be the Champions League. It will be Napoli visiting Anfield. And if there has been a place where Liverpool have been, well, not extremely poor, but definitely been found wanting, it's been at the Champions League, especially away ties. And now they find themselves in a position where they have to win by 2 goals against Napoli, simple as that.
I think this is something that, again, you and I discussed much before the start of the group stage in itself, as to how this group will play into existence. Carlo Ancelotti will want it. And it is exactly that, where this is a kind of situation where Ancelotti will thrive in, right? Because one of the experience, one of the fact that he's been there, he's done that, he's won the finals, he knows what exactly he's going to do. And this is a good Napoli squad who seems to be playing with great balance. And if not for the lopsided league that Juve are in the Italian Premier League, in the Italian league, you would actually see a great this Napoli side winning a couple of trophies there. But this is going to be a very, very interesting fixture. And what I've noticed is earlier in the last two or three games that Liverpool have played, Klopp has had one eye on this fixture throughout. Like, he has not put out a full strength squad in the last three games. And if you look at the way he's going to set up, it is purely going to be set up for his best 11 going to start against Napoli, and with the hope that Liverpool put out one of those cracker Anfield nights. And this is not a game where Liverpool can start slow. And that has been a trademark for them this season, where they've not been their usual swashbuckling, scoring 2-3 in the first 30 minutes. So they will need one of those starts, because the more you let Napoli settle into the game, the more you let them keep the ball, the more they will actually get better and actually try and hit you on the counter, because there is no lack of ability, and they showed that at PSG as well.
Yeah, so which is what we saw in the earlier games as well, like you said. What would be interesting to see is two things, I guess. Number one, does Klopp really put out his full strength squad? And number two, this delicate balance of where there are two huge games within 4 days of each other, and there are massive stakes riding on both, because if Liverpool do not progress beyond the group stage in the Champions League, it would be considered a pretty major failure given what happened last season. Same time, you also know that you have to keep the title chase alive. So this is one of the trickiest 4 days a Liverpool fan could potentially face.
Actually, like, Liverpool are playing two finals in 4 days. It's exactly how Klopp and the players need to approach this, because both these games, you cannot take your foot off the pedal, because if you mess up on either one, you lose something or the other. Because like you said, you could either find yourself outside the knockout of the Champions League and go try and stay on top of the Premier League, or you could find yourself off both. So this is one of those very, very critical and very, very tricky weekends for Liverpool. And if you're Pep Guardiola, you're keeping a close eye on this, while he himself has a task to accomplish. But this is a very, very tricky situation for Klopp and Liverpool. He needs his players to possibly give out their best performances in the span of 4 days to ensure, one, they stay on top of the Premier League, and two, they stay in the Champions League.
So, of the season in both competitions. So basically, Liverpool have to give their best account of the Champions League they have given so far. And they have to probably put up the best performance they put up in the Champions League, in the Premier League too.
Absolutely.
And speaking of the Champions League, there is one game we must talk about, Vishal. Because Karan and I were speaking about it in the previous preview episode of Champions League, and we mentioned that a visit to Camp Nou to try and get 3 points was traditionally one of history's seven tasks given to Hercules, one of the lesser known seven tasks, which now falls on Tottenham Hotspur and Mauricio Pochettino to visit and get those 3 points. And like you said, against a pissed off Lionel Messi.
Absolutely. I think Tottenham need to find Pele and ask him why, because Messi off with his comments, and Messi has singled out already a little bit on India during the weekend with a masterclass performance. And if a Messi on a normal day is hard enough for Tottenham to mark and take care of, he's going to come angry and ready and to take care of you at camp now with 1 lakh people watching you. And isn't it the most Spursy situation really setting up for you? But I hope Spurs come out with a fight, because man to man, player to player, they're going to be outclassed across all ends of the pitch. But Harry Kane has some surprises planned for us, but I really don't see this playing out too well for Tottenham. But you never know, this is a game of football. But I still think Barcelona masterclass awaits.
And that would be rather heartbreaking for Tottenham Hotspur, who have been exceptional this season, both in the league and in the Champions League. But again, they have not just found that extra gear to really present themselves as
it's
a contender.
Absolutely the punishment of a slow start, right? Like going to Inter, they're scoring an early goal, not able to protect the lead and then lose the game. So Tottenham seem to have the same problems over and over again now. And like you said, they just don't seem to have the additional gear when required.
All right, and then one final question for you, Vishal, the question that's surely paramount on everybody's minds, which is how will Jose Mourinho, who has, of course, sealed Champions League qualification, so he would not be worried about the midweek as much. So how does he set up on the weekend at Anfield?
I think this is one of those games that Mourinho has taken personally, because he has been compared to Liverpool before the season started itself, and he's been making constant points about how we finished our Liverpool last season as one more and still being questioned. So he does look at this as a personal point to prove, and because he has been constantly saying he is better than Klopp as a manager. So I think Mourinho will set up with this with one to attack and go for the win to start with. So it's going to be an interesting game. I think this is going to be a very, very tricky game for Liverpool. I think I would actually, this might be United's biggest win of the season, is my gut feel as it stands right now.
All right. So that's the prediction from out here. Vishal, think it's going to be a United win. That word Anfield, I mean, repeating that sentence took a little bit of effort on my part. That's about all the time we have this week. We'll, of course, be bringing you the post-mortem of this game once and when this happens, and what went down midweek in the Champions League, because we have a huge second round to look forward to. Will it be two teams out of the three for Soccer Sense, or will it be...
I'm mostly going to be running with a heart monitor to find Tariq, so by the end of this week, I'm sure.
Or is it going to be three out of three? We will bring you the post-match day six analysis with our European correspondent, that is Karan. In the meantime, you can find us on Twitter at SenSoccer. You can find us on audioboom.com/channel/soccer-sense. You can subscribe to our podcast on any of the podcatching platforms that you use. That's it this week from Soccer Sense. This is Tariq signing off along with Vishal.
See you guys.
And get the boys back soon, Vishal.
And that's the plan.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.